Discover Ray bottle in here.
Discover Ray?
Discover Ray. It's like Sugar Ray.
Well, Black Betty, Panda Lamp, oh, Black Betty, Bramble Jam.
Bramble Jam.
Bramble Jam. Doot, doot, doot. Got that song stuck in my head. Blam, blam. Ready when you guys are.
Oh.
I think. I need paper. I'll use this.
Yeah, Joey, I don't
swear. It's usually Sage's job.
Yeah, true.
Blam, blam.
Do, 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 do.
Okay. Yanni is complete.
You awake?
I'm awake. I'm here.
Good job.
How do I? Oh, there we go. I haven't used this fancy console.
You so fancy.
So fancy.
All right, then. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona. We got, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And joining us today is not Uncle Chris, but somebody who didn't have anything better to do.
Who's that?
Joey Dees, yeah. Sarah's brother.
What's up, Joe?
Yo.
Literally had nothing better to do, so we made him sit.
He's so excited, too. You can just tell.
I'm pumped up.
Really?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Woo! Jesus, you
are
guys
we gossiping?
Are we can.
What else do bitches do?
Watch The Bachelorette.
That's from actually watching it tonight.
I am not. Okay, before we get into the gossip and the biznitch stuff,
the
Sarah,
biznitch.
What is our contact info?
Well, our contact information is.
If you can find
cliffhanger,
it.
Cliffhanger, cliffhanger.
Damn it, Sarah.
So close.
This is a real good attempt at stalling.
We thought I was prepared. But was I? Oh, yeah. Okay. Facebook at The Broad-Cast. Twitter and Instagram at The Broadcast 999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com. Bam! I owned it. Took me a while to get it, but I owned it.
We actually did get a voicemail.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited.
We don't get too many of these.
I know.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, ladies and Uncle Chris. This is Eric with an H again.
Oh, what's that?
Silent H, that is. I was just listening to the episode. You're talking about public breastfeeding, and I have a story I just had to share with you because it's hilarious and will make Sarah very uncomfortable.
Great.
So several years ago, I was a zookeeper working in California, and we had camel rides we would do, and I would help out with that sometimes. So one day I was up there doing the camel rides, helping the kids get off and on the camels. And so there's one kid doing his ride, and his grandmother's waiting for him. And next to me is a mother with her child. And the important thing to note here is that we had a minimum age limit of at least 3 years old. So this kid is at least 3 years old. And he's climbing over the rails and generally just being rambunctious. And I'm kind of keeping my eye on him, make sure he doesn't fall or anything. And, you know, the mom kind of settles him down and goes, "Hey, are you hungry?" And I've still got my eye on him. And after she says this, you know, I'm expecting her to pull, like, snacks out of her pocket. And no, she just whipped her breast out right there on the platform with all the other riders waiting in line and just started feeding the kid that, again, is at least 3 years old. You know, I quickly turned away. I didn't want to be rude. But... The grandmother who was waiting for her grandson who was on the camel just kind of stood there nervously smiling with clenched teeth. It was probably one of the best looks on anybody's face I've ever seen. Anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of that and would make Sarah uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing what you're doing. Rock on. Bye.
Thanks, Eric, with a C. Silent H.
Eric with
like
an
that.
H.
Yeah, no. That See, reminds me of that movie. What is that movie where the, I think it's, is it Grown Ups?
Where, no, is it the...
There's a random movie where...
Me, Myself, and Irene with, what's his face?
Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey, where he's, you know, drinking...
I don't know.
Milk.
I don't know, but it was like...
The one thing I think of when I see women that are breastfeeding older kids, I'm just like, how does that not hurt? They have teeth now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they can rip through a chicken nugget. Like,
unless they know like not to bite.
Right? I'd like smack it. Stop it.
Suck. We were talking about, Joe, breastfeeding in public.
Sarah's not a big fan.
No,
I don't
I
care.
Think it's weird. What's your when you're like at the grocery store or I guess like or at like a restaurant or something and a girl starts breastfeeding her child, how do you go about it?
Because Sarah thinks that they need to go to the bathroom and do it. I'm like, that is disgusting. Would you be upset if someone told you, you know what, I don't like what you're doing, so go eat your lunch in the bathroom. Take your dinner or whatever and go sit in the bathroom and eat. That is gross.
I think we have lactation stations now, and they're almost exactly like bathrooms. So I think
lactation stations are cleaner. No one is pooping in a lactation station.
Okay,
there's not poo particles running around.
Probably the kids are, probably.
Yeah, but they're doing it in their diaper.
I just don't think it should be out and about where human other people are eating.
It's not gross. It's a boob.
I don't think it's weird.
Anyways.
Wait, you don't think it's weird?
I think it's weird.
You think it's weird. Okay.
It's, weird.
It's okay to show them off, like going to the club, having them almost pop out and having an ass hang out. But if, God forbid, let's pop out a boobie to feed a child.
If we were at a strip club and milk started leaking from the boobs, I would be weirded out by it. Yes.
Milk.
I would be weird. It's like...
You drank that.
Yeah, it's like the stripper started peeing or something. I think it's weird. Just keep all the fluids inside.
But like, it's not like she's spraying it about. Like, if she starts spraying it on you, that's a bad thing. But if she's just feeding the kid, it's going straight from nipple to mouth.
If someone was
food.
Peeing but not peeing on me, I still think it'd be weird.
Yeah, but this isn't you. Like, okay, this is like apples and oranges. That is a very bad comparison, Sarah.
I just think it's weird. I do that in private.
Yeah, don't look.
I don't know. Like, if I'm in a restaurant, that's kind of weird because there's an ambiance to a restaurant, right? And I feel like that's breaking it.
Well, like, what kind of restaurant are you going to, Joe? Like, if you're... I'm even thinking like a steakhouse, like a fancy place, or if you're at Red Robin, like what kind of ambiance are you going there? I'm just going there for cheap
I feel
drinks
like
and fries.
Any restaurant, though, you don't expect someone to take their shirt off.
I think we need to just kind of reevaluate our perceptions and
I mean, even
what's
like a guy when he comes into a restaurant, he has a shirt off. He's not normally allowed to. You know what I mean? I don't think it's something that you're thinking you're going to see when you're at a restaurant.
Well, I don't think you're thinking of going to see that, but I think if we start to change the way we think, it's not going to be a big deal. We only think it's a big deal because people have made it a big deal up until now.
Well, what places do you bring a baby where it would be bad? Like, if I'm out in public and it's like at a park, it's like, okay, whatever. It's not that big of a deal at a park, right? Because a public place, but, you know, like you said, there's nowhere you can really go. But if there is a bathroom, I feel like it's appropriate to then go to the bathroom to do it because what's the big deal? What's the
because
difference?
Because it is gross. Because sometimes breastfeeding isn't like let me feed you for 30 seconds. It is a couple minute, like 10, 15 minute. Like, are you going to stand there in the bathroom or are you going to sit your ass on a dirty ass toilet?
See, I don't have no problem with that. I feel way more comfortable going into a bathroom that's private, that no one is going to be there. And I don't think that's disgusting at all. You know, I go there anyway. Like, I would feel much more comfortable doing it in that situation than like at a restaurant in public with people there.
Then that'd be what you would be
doing.
Girl,
I have sex in bathrooms. I would totally breastfeed my kid in a bathroom. I don't think it's gross.
How would you feel if they are doing that but they have like a cover? Like the little blanket thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I guess my thing is I don't know how frequently babies have to eat or whatever
a
you
lot.
Call it. And like how
every couple hours.
But you would, I would guess I would think you would plan it, like you would breastfeed your child before you went out and then you'd go out. Like, I feel like the people that are breastfeeding in public don't give an F. Like, they don't care about what other people think or what other people like are thinking or care, you know?
None of us have kids. My thinking is too, sometimes your kids are like, as they grow, their eating habits change. So they'll either eat more often or if they're sick, they'll eat less often. So it's, you can't plan it. When you have a kid, your life is all around this kid and you can try to plan everything to a T. It's not always going to work. Try planning your life as an adult, like us trying to plan every single aspect of our life to a T. We can barely handle that. Imagine throwing in a kid.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So my thinking is if it's like, if you don't want to look, turn away. And if you stare, that's on you. That's you.
I never stare. I just still think it's weird. I'm like, oh, they are doing that. Oh,
it's like, cool. That's a boob. I've seen plenty of those before. I'm over it.
Weird. Anywho. Not over it.
Oh, Sarah. So we did get a couple messages from our buddy James.
James!
While we were off, because we weren't here last week because BJ took Wednesday off.
Random, but
holler. Well, he went to a party.
Middle of the week.
He went to a party, like a birthday party to one of his best friends Tuesday night.
So he wanted a turn up.
And he did. By turn up, we mean play games till midnight.
Till that, like, sounds about right.
Seriously, till like, I think it was like 3 Jesus. Or 4 in the morning. He didn't come home till, yeah. Crazy.
Freaking BJ.
I know.
So, yeah, we weren't on last Wednesday. And we are going to be in Chicago next week. So we are going to do the podcast Monday.
Yes.
So expect a podcast next week, but it is earlier than usual. So James says, so the little special thing I do for my wife is very weird. Hmm. Her favorite ice cream is mint chocolate chip. The way she likes it's very weird, though. And Sarah, you might remember our Twitter conversation about this. She likes it to melt it for a little while till it's soft, and then she pours milk over it.
Oh, yeah, I do remember this.
I know, it's weird, but I always make sure to make it exactly how she likes it and bring it to her on those nights when you just need a bowl of ice cream.
Aww.
All I'm saying is try it before you knock it. Thanks, girls and guys, your buddy James.
That's sweet.
Is that like just making a milkshake?
I guess
ice cream
kind
with
of.
Milk,
kind
right?
of, except it's not fully blended together.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's almost like eating ice enough. Cream cereal.
Yeah, or like super, super melted ice cream, where it's kind of like that milky consistency, but then not fully melted.
Sugar milk.
It kind of sounds bomb, actually.
He also asked if I listened to the new Wolverine podcast on Stitcher Prime called Wolverine, The Long Night, starring Richard I can't pronounce his last name, but he was Thorin from The Hobbit, and I have not heard it yet. I'm real bad at listening to podcasts, believe it or not.
Yeah, no,
because I get real distracted. No, yeah, I really do. And then I've tried doing the audiobooks. And I'll sit there and just either, if I don't like the voice actor, I'll mock them the entire time and try to do better than they are in the book.
Just zone out.
And then I'll zone out. I'm like, wait, what were they talking about?
Yeah, that was bad when I was on jury duty and they had people read their other people's transcripts. Mm-hmm. If I didn't like the reader, I'd just be like, when is this reader going to shut up? Why did they get him? This voice is terrible. Like, I wish you would change up the people and the dialogue and do different accents and stuff.
And then
I'm
you
like,
realize,
wait, what
did they say?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. He also did ask, I have another question about tipping. When you're in a group with multiple checks, everyone should tip, right? So last weekend, I'm out with my family and my in-laws. Well, I noticed while paying that my in-laws didn't tip. So I took it upon myself to cover their tips and tipped out 50% of the bill, of my bill. 20% for me, 20% for my in-laws, and then 10% so our waitress felt like she did a good job.
Oh, that was really nice of you.
I mean, if you're, depending on like how you split it, if everyone pays for themselves, then yeah, pay tip for yourself. Sometimes
exactly.
People split it. Let's say if the three of us go out to eat and we split it equally three ways, I think, again, split, like pay the tip for your amount.
Mm-hmm.
For like, how, like if, let's say the bill was $100 and it's 33, 33, 33, tip out for $33.
Yeah.
It's unless there is occasions where you're like, hey, you know, I got the tip, you know, I wanted to pay for your drinks, but instead of doing that complicated math, split it equally.
Yeah.
I'll,
or
pay,
if,
I'll
like,
get the tip to kind of balance it out.
If it was $100, but you two ordered drinks and I didn't,
mm-hmm.
but I was just like, let's just split it to make it easier for the waitress,
right.
But you two tip.
Yeah. So you tip for, you know, basically half and half. So if it was 133 and then half of 33, add that to mine, half of 33, add
yeah.
that to him.
Yep. But if you were out with a bunch of people, just make sure they didn't auto-grat you because places will do that. So maybe your in-laws or whoever saw that they already auto-gratted you and didn't tip extra on.
Or assume there would be.
Well, yeah. You
some people
definitely
think,
check
yeah.
your receipt if, either way.
Some people might like to play ignorant. They're like, oh, I thought you already, you know, did the auto-gratuity.
Bitch, look at your damn statement.
But that's just their excuse to not have to tip.
But yeah. Anyway, very nice of you for
yes.
catching them. Because I have friends who they suck at tipping and just suck in general. And I'm like, I'm going to tip for you because you're just an a-hole. But I don't even tell them that. I just do it.
I thought waitresses had it bad. But honestly, bartenders have it the worst. I hear a lot of young millennials don't tip like anything anymore.
They don't.
Not even
like
on a glass of wine or beer.
Trip.
Like,
no.
Are we talking about 21-year-olds? Because I think 21-year-olds are now considered the next generation. Because I think millennials are 22 and up or 23 and up.
I would say anyone 30 or younger at this point.
Anyone 30 and younger? Because
yeah.
I feel like I've gotten... Everyone that would come by, like, they weren't as great of tippers. They would either, but this was me and Ballard, too. So I don't know if that was just a different situation. But yeah, the younger.
I know, like, 25-year-olds who are like, you just, like, poured a beer and, like, poured me a glass of wine. Why am I going to tip you anything? And I'm like, oh, you're the a-hole that I hate at restaurants. Cool. Like,
it's
that's
like
what I said.
It's like a dollar a drink.
Yeah.
Or if you have a whole tab, you know, tip out on that.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes I do the, like, I'll do the BJ move. I kind of stole this from him. If I know we're in a party and it's going to get a little crazy, I'll pull out a 20 and be like, you know what, honey? Things might get a little nuts tonight. We might be a little, you know, buzz, and I just want to make sure you get tipped.
Do you tip on top of that, though?
Depending how big my bill was.
Oh.
Like, if it wasn't super big, then I think that was her tip.
Oh,
but she usually is more than, like, it's like, what, 50% already, if that.
Wow.
The $20.
Yeah, you got to drink a lot of alcohol to get to $20 with a tip.
But
so
the
it's
reason,
so easy in a restaurant.
But the reason, too, the $20 tip, yeah, that's...
For, like, if you're going to get food, too. Dude, cocktails
are
like
$12. Oh, for your
bucks.
Meal, too? I thought you were just talking about, like, a bartender. You're like, here's $20, serve me for the rest of the night.
Oh.
Yeah, but you'll get prompt service more often than not. You can also kind of vet out the server and just kind of, if she looks like she's a good server, or you can tell the ones that are just kind of like, I don't really want to be here.
Yeah.
Then you're like, yeah, you're not going to be great, are you? But this ensures prompt service, like make sure you get your refills, and it makes them feel good.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, because they already get money regardless of whether they treat you bad or not.
We did get one more text from Corey. He says, I hated jury duty and I almost got selected last week. So pretty funny to hear Sarah talk about her experience. LOL.
Oh, I wonder if he's done it. He's probably just got summoned and then maybe was on one case and then got summoned again. I know. I'm glad it's over. But I'm waiting to just get summoned again because I feel like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But then I'm waiting for an epic murder case. I'm still wanting to do that. I still want to do that.
Like an epic murder case.
See how different it is. Well, maybe not too epic so it doesn't last like
forever,
months, but like a little epic.
What are you supposed to do if you're on a jury case like that for months? Like, how do you
like
pay your bills?
Like the O.J. Simpson case or something?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Your work can't fire you because that's like,
you're doing your civil duty?
Yeah, or whatever.
But like, what? How do you pay bills? You're only getting paid, what, $10 a day or something?
Yup, $10 a day. I think I got like 100 and something.
Woo!
I know, right? Mm. Yeah. I don't know. That's a really good question. I guess.
Yeah, because if you all of a sudden you don't work for 3 months, for a lot of people, I feel like then you'd be just, out of money for rent.
And your work doesn't necessarily like have to pay you, right?
I mean, I can't imagine pay
like,
you for
I'm
your
thinking,
days
like,
off.
Like, if you're a waitress, like, you get paid when you go into work. My thinking is that you can request, like, hey, I cannot miss out on work, so I need to... get a signed thing from your boss. You're like, I am reliant on it. Like, when my mom got selected for jury duty, she cannot... I did that. She cannot miss work because she's self-employed and relies on going to work every day, but also wrote that she doesn't speak English, even though she does.
Well, that was like, that is a hardship, according to...
Yes.
She asked, they gave us the dates and we're like, if you can't take all of these days off and miss work, like, it'll be like a financial whatever hardship.
Burden.
But if there's if it's 6 month to a year long case, what human being can miss that much work?
Unemployed, retired.
We were all thinking like they would just have like a bunch of retired old people on a jury, and I don't think they want like one age group.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I wonder who was on like OJ's trial and stuff.
That's tough.
Well, to be fair though, too, if you could also say, hey, I was a juror for the OJ trial, you could probably get a book deal, right? To what it was like. You can try to milk it.
Oh, probably get harassed and stuff.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, moving along, one of the things that, Sarah, have you ever traveled outside the country?
Does Canada count?
Okay.
Technically.
I know. Besides Canada, no.
I know that Joe has, you've done the whole Europe backpacking thing.
I know, yeah, and you have. You did Europe, too.
Funny enough.
You guys are so adventurous. Like,
that's right.
Right. 4 or 5
It makes
years
me
ago?
Nervous thinking about it. For you guys.
Well, like I recently posted a picture. It's like one of those flashbacks. And the first time I was in London, I was 17. And the second time I was in London, I was 24. So Rev pointed out, you need to go when you're 31. So it's every 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
So I got.
And you like change as a human being or something every 7 years.
Right. And then take a picture of me in a phone booth every time.
Heck
but
yeah.
It's been a good. Yeah.
Are you wanting to go back? Or are you like
I would
ready?
Like to, but I want to go to Ireland more so than London. Although
yeah,
both
like
would be
Europe.
Fun.
Yeah.
London is really expensive.
Yes, it is.
My God.
But I mean, really? I haven't been, like, granted, I don't know what it's like now, but with the whole Brexit thing, I heard everything dropped in.
Oh.
Like, not like a huge, huge amount, but it's a lot cheaper than it was. But it is pretty expensive. It's probably like Seattle prices if.
Oh, and getting there is what, like a grand probably?
Unless you know how to.
How to
I
work
found,
the sites.
I figured it out. I went to Cheap Tickets. I got the app. And if the dates I was looking at, granted, I flew out of Vancouver, Canada, to get to Ireland, and I think I only had like one stop. I got for like less than $400.
Wow, that's
one
really cheap.
Way. God, that's less than yes. to Hawaii.
Yeah, and then I found another one, same thing. So total, it'd be less than $800, I think.
You got to do it like that, especially if the place is expensive right. to make it worth it.
So you got to save all your money for beer.
Yes,
yeah,
alcohol.
Exactly. So,
or just, you know, dress up every night, wear a lot of makeup, and hopefully get somebody to buy you drinks.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, that's definitely happened to me.
Next
never.
Time you should bring a wig.
You think that's going to work? I am 6'3".
You're just a very, you're a model. That's
maybe,
what you
maybe
are.
That, maybe that'll work in like where all the Vikings come from, like maybe Finlanders.
I don't think they're going to truly believe me. I'm not going to lie.
We can face. Practice your makeup.
Yeah.
Contour, baby.
Yeah.
I think some other things might give it away.
Big old Adam's apple. But I found this article from VT.co, and it's 15 things that Americans don't realize are really weird. So people that come to our country, they're like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, I'm trying to think of any. Do you guys think of any? Can you guys think of any like right off the top of your
head? Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing something about fast food. That's always what they complain about in portions.
That we don't use the metric system.
That too. So the first one is air conditioning everywhere. Apparently, they don't have air conditioning in most places. And I think I remember
that
too.
They're just sweating balls all the time.
Yeah. They also don't do a lot of ice in their waters and stuff. And soda.
They don't?
Yeah, water in general there is hard to get. Clean water.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of places that they would charge you for it instead.
Yeah, they'd give you water and there'd be no ice. It'd just be like lukewarm. It'd be really gross.
Dude, that's weird because like here, people specifically ask for ice water, especially mm-hmm. in the summer. They're like, can I get a glass of ice with my water? And I'm like, okay.
Well, you guys don't do ice?
I mean, it melts.
Yeah.
You know, we don't. You
as
know.
Long as it's cold, I don't care.
Yeah. I love me some ice, so I might have a problem.
The second one is, I don't know why, but American toilet stalls have such wide gaps so you can peek in. I've tried peeking into the ones here in the station, but you can't look in like
dude,
very well.
I hate that. Like at the gym, it's weird because I'm like, oh, there's someone on the toilet. I can see you. And I'm like, they can probably see me. Like, this is strange.
You could just not look.
Well, I don't stare.
I mean, just saying, you could just not look.
But I'm like, oh, there you are.
The weirdest bathroom stall I've ever been in is actually at Pike Place Market. It's one of the random bathrooms they have. And when you stand up, I am 5'1".
Oh, you can see over
I could
it.
See over the yep. door. Mm-hmm. So if somebody goes up to the door, they can just peek in and they could see you squatting.
I've gone to a few of those.
And I'm just like,
Pike Place
what?
Or where?
It was like, yeah, somewhere in Pike Place.
But it was like they didn't have enough material to like finish or something. Like, so they're
or
super
they
short.
Thought everyone was short. Like,
yeah.
This would maybe work for like a third grader. A little person.
I've been there. Turns out.
I feel like most bathroom stalls are going to be too tall.
Urinals are a bitch when you're 6'3". My God.
Do you go above them?
Are they... You're just too tall. Everything
you have to, like,
splashes. It's just
oh,
terrible.
Oh, no. I didn't even
just
think
don't even
that.
Bother
I
half
feel
the
like
time.
You're going to have to like do a really wide stance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like a half squat, essentially.
Weird.
Yep. Yeah. Being a tall person, you kind of realize that nothing's really built for you.
Being a short person.
Same thing, right? Yeah, I hit my head on everything.
I'm just perfect, so.
Really, that's not what I've heard.
number three is what we were talking about. Drinking water is cool, but in America, it's literally ice cold.
Mm. When they say weird, I would just say convenient. Like when
it feels you know? Refreshing and nice.
Yeah. Well, if they don't have AC, maybe like
they're just used to it, I guess.
Like when I went to Europe, a lot of the alcohol is very cheap there at restaurants in comparison to their water and stuff like that. And so I didn't think that was weird. I wasn't like, oh man, a $2 beer. This is so weird. A beer is so weird. I was more like, oh, this is awesome. I'm only going to be drinking beer instead of water because it's just cheaper.
Actually, that my aunt, when she went to Germany, same thing. She's just like, it was cheaper to buy a bottle of Coca-Cola or cheaper to buy beer than it was Coca-Cola. And it was still cheaper to buy that than water.
Yeah, there are a lot of distilleries around there and you can get them for like a dollar. I think I was getting, the Prague beer that I can never remember the name of. But anyways, think of Budweiser.
It's not the one with the lady on it, is it?
No. But it's a dollar. It was a dollar a beer at the place.
Damn.
I feel like I'd get so dehydrated and so drunk there.
That's what happened.
And then I'd be like, I don't want to get water. It's so expensive.
I remember I bought a big old bottle of orange juice to take back to our hotel room. And I was looking at the ingredients and it just said oranges. And that weirded me out because I never realized how much crap we put in our stuff. It's like, cool, orange juice.
Oh, did it taste better?
It tasted really good, but I didn't realize. I'm like, oh, this is literally just orange.
We're used to having at least like five ingredients.
At least like a million.
Orange juice, yeah.
Number four is, this is not French bread. This is a lie. Yeah, the French bread you get like at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. Like the baguettes?
except I think I know the French bread you get like at Albertsons and stuff. It's like the really soft one. French bread's really thick and dry. Mm. If you had like the baguette sandwiches in France.
Yeah, we don't.
It makes me sound very freaking pretentious, by the way.
Are ours better?
I think so, because these are really dry. I like the crunchy, but they don't put a lot of spreads. When I like, you can just go to like a corner place to get your coffee and you can buy like a little sandwich. But they don't really put any like, they don't put mayonnaise on it or anything like that to kind of give it something
moisture.
Else. Moisture, because it's very dry. So you're sitting there like,
oh,
very nice dried cured meats and delicious cheese. But it's just like, I need some sauce, man. Number five, that there is 634,819 Oreo flavors for some reason.
Wait, there are?
I'm thinking they're exaggerating, but there's a crap ton of Oreo flavors.
Hey, that's a great thing, though. We like our variety. And they're a weird...
Oh, this person says, "Dear Oreo, what's up with all your weird flavors? No need to mess with perfection."
Aren't there, like, weird flavors in, like, Japan and stuff?
Yeah, Japan does weird stuff with Kit Kats. I know that.
Yeah. And green I think tea. Pringles.
Yep.
Yeah, green tea.
Actually, when I went to Spain, one of the big things they do is, like, smoked ham. You've been to Spain, yeah?
Nope.
Okay, Spain wasn't. So they do, like, if you go into some of their markets, they have, like, big old legs of, like, pig legs just hanging dried cured meat. Mm-hmm. And so they do a lot of ham-flavored stuff. So they had like ham flavored potato chips and stuff.
Weird.
It was very weird. Number six, Americans do not include tax in the price of a thing, lulling you into a false sense of security about your level of wealth.
Yeah, it does kind of piss me off.
Wait, what do you mean?
So you're like, oh my God, this top is like $10. And then after tax, oh wait, no. Or let's say you spend $100. You're like, cool, I'm spending $100. Wait, nope, tax. There's an extra $20.
Yeah, like on liquor. Jeez.
Yes, that's exactly it. When you're buying liquor now, it's taxed twice, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So you go to
$30, $50.
Or go to Canada and then go around and go back to the, what is it called?
Duty free.
Duty free. Got some cheap bottles of booze. I think I got like a thing of bullet bourbon, like a big one for $20, $22.
Dang, where is this at?
It's at the border, Canadian border.
Oh.
You're the place you've been, remember? You said you went there.
That one place, yeah.
Yes,
oh, that
free.
Was, the border was frightening.
number seven is pretty much impossible to find a lawyer ad in the United Kingdom, but in the U.S., they're all over the place.
Because everyone is suing everyone for everything.
Yep.
We have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We like money and we don't like to work for it.
Yeah.
We're all just waiting for the day someone hits us in their car where they injure us enough to where we get a lot of money, but not so much that it ruins our quality of life.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I have two legs. I could probably go with one and a half.
Ooh, chopped off your foot a little.
It wasn't chopped up, just messed it up. Just like needs an ankle brace or something.
Spent the wrong way. It's fashionable.
Number eight, 4 or even 5 lane motorways are a thing in America. So having 5 lanes on like the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that many lanes. But it makes sense. They usually, like, all of Europe has a really, really good transportation system. Trains and subways, everything.
Hey,
so,
we're working on it.
Yeah. So they don't need that many roads. We do.
We need more, I feel like.
No, we need some sort of train or teleportation system.
Light rail.
Yes.
We're getting it. 2024.
Yeah, like it's going to maybe hit Northgate. It won't hit Everett until like 20, 30, 40.
It's going to cost
like
a lot of money.
We're all going to be dead. So yeah.
We're going to be old people like, I remember when they started building this.
It's finally finished and I can't make it because I'm too old.
The imperial system. Why do you have to be different, America? Metric system, just like Joe said. 10, waiters constantly asking if everything's okay. British waiters know when to leave you alone.
Maybe we're just more attentive and on it than
like,
you guys.
That's the one thing I hated about being a server. Like, there'd be people that really didn't want to even talk to you. So when you check up on them,
they act like a-holes.
Yeah, they just look like, oh my God, I can't believe you're breathing the same air as me.
Yeah, but then like you walk away and then they're like, excuse me.
It's like, I need another beer. Thanks.
I'm like, oh, did you really? I wonder, did you guys like feel like that when you guys went to restaurants? At different places over there? Like, were they not as attentive? Were they not on it? Were they just... Did they ignore you? Or you felt like they were ignoring you, but that's just, like, the norm over there?
See, I don't remember. I feel like we ate a lot of, like, going out and about, or I spent too much time talking with, like, my cousin when I went last time.
Yeah,
but I never really paid attention. Although we... have you noticed
I would say it was a little bit colder, but nothing that I thought was, like, you know, offensive.
No.
Yeah, it's like they would come and, you know, get your order and then leave and then, you know, like, drop it off and leave. It wasn't like, oh, hey, how's your day? Blah, blah, blah. It was just, you know, quick and easy.
They're not intrusive.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Although my best experience at a restaurant was when we went to France and we weren't going to stay in France. We were supposed to go to Italy until we realized this lady at the ticket place ripped us off because it was early in the morning and we didn't think the conversion rate. Like, oh, this is how much it costs. Okay, that's perfect. That's fine. And then it wasn't until I checked my bank account, like, why did I get charged for this? And then I realized, oh, crap, we were thinking American money, not...
Oh, see, that confuses me. That's a whole other headache for me. Yeah.
Right. And so my cousin's freaking out. Like, we don't have enough money to get to Italy and come back and do all these things. So we decided to stay in France and go to Disneyland. And so we found this hotel. And apparently there's two hotels by the same name. Oh. And there was a nice one. This is the one we went to. We took the train, got there. And then, no, that is not the right hotel. The hotel, basically, if you're in downtown Seattle, the hotel we were staying at was the equivalent of Tequila. Okay. That's how far it was. So we had to take a cab. We were tired. So we finally get to this really shitty hotel.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's how bad it was. It was
Vicky
real bad.
Smart.
I know.
Boom.
And so we're hungry. There's nothing around. There's no like shops or anything really. It looks like a neighborhood, but with like a bunch of taller buildings. So we went across the street. There's an Italian restaurant. We walk in. We don't speak a lick of French. I don't speak a lick of Italian. So we come in, I'm like, dude, between us, I speak English and Spanish, and they speak French and Italian.
You guys could do it.
So we're sitting there with the waiter, and we're trying to, like, I have my app on my phone trying to translate, you know, stuff. And they
that poor waiter.
But there was nobody else in the restaurant when we came in.
Oh, that's good.
So they were having a great, like, the waiter was having a good time. Like, I'm just like, I'm sorry, like, and I'm trying to speak Spanish and see if that kind of translates, and that's not really working. So we're trying to do the little translation app. The waiter then calls another waiter, and they're trying to talk. Like, we're all trying to figure out. They're trying to explain the menu. And then he brings, like, the maitre d', and then he brings the chef, and he brings the busboy. Like, all
everyone.
Of these, everyone is by our table. It's my cousin and I, and everyone is trying to take turns to try to translate.
Oh, that's cute. That's sweet.
And they were just laughing it up. I'm like, and I was telling my cousin, I don't know if they're laughing at us or with us.
Probably at you.
I'm like, a little bit of both. But I'm like, I speak two languages, bitch.
Like, that's why I thought, like, Spanish and Italian, it would, like, kind of cross over.
It does when I read it, mm-hmm. but, it, like, when they're speaking it fast, I'm just like, okay, I can kind of catch some words and kind of get an idea of what you're saying.
I would just, honestly, if I, like, went there and, like, I didn't have any, like, dietary restrictions or anything, I would just be like, bring me your favorite thing or just point at something. Right. That one.
And that's kind of, like, I was reading some of the stuff on the menu, and I'm like, okay, that sounds like something I've had in, like I kind of know what that means.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll have that. And it was really good. It was like a... Basically, like a not chicken fried steak, but it was like a chicken with like a breaded chicken fried. It was so good.
Chicken parmesan.
I had these two gentlemen from Italy, I assume, that pretty much only knew Italian and came into the restaurant and was like, do you speak Italian? And I was like, no. And they were like, does anyone here? And it's really embarrassing working at an Italian restaurant having to say, no, none of us speak Italian. But the chefs, all of them speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Oh, thank goodness for them, because I could barely even get their order. Like, they were, it was so hard for me to understand them. And their accents, even when they tried to speak English, were so thick. And so luckily, Hugo, one of the chefs that works there, came over, and, like, they just started speaking, I don't know, Spanish, Italian, both, I don't know. And I was like, oh, Hugo, thank you so much, I don't know.
Let's see if I can get this to work. I have my little app thing that you should probably get on your phone. What food should I order?
Quale cibo dovrai ordinare?
Oh, wow. That was pretty good.
Well, that was fast, too.
Yeah. Okay, what else should I say?
I like to spank women in spandex.
I like to spank women in spandex.
Mi piace sculacciare le donne in spandex.
Yes! Oh my god, I would have too much fun with that app. I would just tell people really weird things.
Well, this actually saved us when we were taking that cab from the wrong hotel to the right hotel. We asked the hotel, like, hey, how much is it going to cost? They're like, about 20 euros. It's like, okay, that's all right, that's fine. It's kind of pricey, but fine. So we get there, and we're talking to the guy, and we're trying to, like, figure out how much it's going to cost to make sure. And he's like, oh, 30 euros. I'm like, that's a lot of money. And so we're trying to talk him down. He's all but like all mad that like we didn't want to pay the 30 euros. And so my cousin's still freaking out. Like, it's been a long day. I pull out the phone and I start speaking into it and I start playing it for him. And he gets real excited. And then he pulls out his phone and he's talking into it. And we're having this conversation in the car while he's driving. He's got his phone out. And we're like, you know, we've just had a really long day. Things haven't worked out for us.
Let me try to speak your language.
And I'm like, I'm trying, man. And he was super excited. And he like, oh, no, 20 euros. And
I'm like, that's right.
And then I think we did give him like the 30 just because he was so fun.
Did you have any language problems, Joe, when you were there? Or did you?
Oh, man, yeah.
Because you went with your buddy who is...
Two of my buddies, a friend, two of my friends, Nate and Tammy.
Both speak English.
Only. Yeah. We didn't know really any of a whole lot of other languages that were over there. Ireland was easy. England was easy. Italy.
Even Ireland has like the really thick accent sometimes.
Yeah. Italy, though, I lost my train pass and had to speak to the Italian police. That was interesting.
Wait, like, did they ask you for it and you didn't have it?
Is it the one you pay like $200 for and you can get on any train anywhere in the continent, basically?
Yeah, you can travel for free, essentially, on the trains, which is a very, very good deal because it's about $50 to ride the train there. And mm-hmm. I think we rode maybe 10 to 20 trains for $200.
Damn. That's not bad.
So I lost mine. I had to go tell them that it was lost, but apparently the translation ended up being stolen. And so then he took me back to the real police station.
Oh!
Which, I mean, this took like 3 hours before I could even talk to a guy who kind of spoke English. Because I had to get a police report filed to get my money back for the train pass that they give you. And so, I mean...
So it was kind of a good thing that you said stolen.
I didn't say stolen. I said lost. I said...
Do you think it was lost or stolen?
We're 50-50 on what happened, to be honest with it. Because it was in our room. And then we left and we had our room cleaned and then there was stuff gone. And I was like the only one that lost stuff. So we're not really sure. But the guy thought I was lying the whole time. He thought I had robbed someone and then they had brought me there to write down what happened, my version of the story. So we went back to the train station, which is the original place I had gone to file the report with the police officers. And they tell my friends, hey, we want to let you know we've got your friend back here. And we took his report. So are you guys good? Did you get your stuff back? And they look and they go, no, we didn't. He didn't steal from us. We were filing a report to say his train pass was stolen. And so like 4 hours went by. We missed our train. We didn't get to, I forget where we were even going at the time. And I was sweating bullets. It was 96 degrees out. And
between the nerves and the
heat. I thought I was getting arrested.
I was going to say, I'm afraid talking to like police officers here in Seattle. I couldn't imagine trying to talk to them in a different country where they legit could just put you away for like God knows who, like how long.
Oh, they were not happy with me. I was like clear, this American's going to go to jail in my head. I was like, oh, it's over.
You look very American.
I look very American.
You are a very white man. Yes.
But didn't get my train pass back. And
did you get the money back?
I did not get the money back.
No.
By the end of it, I was just happy to not be arrested. And we went back and got food.
Did you have to get another train pass?
We only had, I think, 2 or 3 trains left. So I just bit the bullet and bought them.
Yeah.
So it wasn't actually that bad.
So are next time, if that does happen... Are you just not going to say anything?
I'm going to find someone who speaks Italian and be like, hey, can you translate for me? Because there was not a single person who spoke English
like
in the whole police station.
Or someone who speaks both.
Yeah.
Get the translation app.
Well, this was before
smartphones
were really big. This was like 2007, I believe, or 2008.
I think it was 8. You did that, I think, when I was working here. So maybe 2009?
Yeah. 2009. Maybe it was a little bit later than that, yeah. But it's like right as phones had started... Or the first iPhone had come out, but I think before apps really being developed or anything like that.
Oh,
that's fair.
I would have died. See, that's like my fear.
Woo! There's just so many easier ways to travel nowadays, and I would totally do it again. And doing the whole Europe thing, now you know what you do and don't do.
Yeah, I remember when Joe, you came back, you told me like you told me a few spots that I would like, and I would like to just go and just stay there and explore that area rather than like trying to hit a bunch of different places.
Yeah,
right?
Like
backpacking is a lot.
I mean, it's not a vacation. It is not a restful vacation. It is a journey. It's a trip for sure. I think sticking, like if you can pick like 2 countries, because they're pretty close to each other. It also depends how much time. You had a month?
I had 6 weeks.
6 weeks. See, that you can probably cover a couple more countries or a couple more places. Do like one place a week.
Yeah, it was a good idea. We originally had picked everywhere we wanted to go and then only booked things for the first 3 weeks of our trip. Mm-hmm. That way, in case we wanted to extend anything or go to a different place, you know, we wouldn't be locked in. We ended up staying, I think, in Paris for like 6 extra days because we had met up with a friend from our high school that had actually been down there. And we were
funny.
Like, this is way better than anything else we're going to find. And we were just drinking wine, eating cheese and bread for 6 straight days. It was awesome.
That's perfect.
Plus, it's nice knowing someone too.
Because
you're like, I know you, and you know this place more than us. And...
Yeah, it was so funny. We went for a morning jog on like our third day.
Oh, morning jog.
I'm going to take you to my local coffee spot, and it's it's totally like a high class thing to do to like go jog or go do something, and then like sit on a bench or something
and drink
and
coffee.
Drink an espresso for like. Not, I'm saying like 10 minutes maybe. Like if you were to go hit up your Starbucks, but want to then like just sit there so everyone knew you were at Starbucks for 10 minutes,
yeah.
You know, and then watch them walk by and be like, I'm done. I think it's time to go.
It's time to jog back. Yeah.
So fancy.
I know. That's what I picture though, especially in France. Like you're just like right outside the Eiffel Tower. Just like, yes, this is my morning stroll, you know.
The Eiffel Tower is way cooler than I thought it was going to be. You know the Space Needle is like a little lame. Well, the Eiffel Tower, it's like built so that it's like flat ground, and there's a bunch of different levels around it, so you can get a bunch of different angles. But then it also lights up at night.
Yep,
that's
dope. It goes like super dope, and they sell like flowers all around it and stuff. So it's actually like a cool destination.
It's like I'm guessing for all the romantic, the flowers and stuff. When I went to the Eiffel Tower, we got there like early afternoon, and it was we got there really early during the day, morning, took pictures, and it was nice and sunny out. And we went early afternoon because we were going to go up it, and it was pouring down rain so bad that they wouldn't allow anybody up.
Oh, it was
actually kind of moving a little bit,
some
buildings
sway.
Do. Yeah. And so then it wasn't until like later at night, it was still raining, but not as bad. And we went up, so we got to see it all lit up. But all my pictures are blurry because it was raining.
Is there an elevator up there? Is that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think there's also stairs, but I didn't do the stairs.
Don't do the stairs.
No, the stairs were so dope. I remember when the Statue of Liberty, I don't know if they still have stairs, but.
Sure they do.
I climbed the stairs, and I remember I don't even know if you were there, Joe, but I beat whoever the hell I was with when they were doing the elevator. We got up there faster because the elevator long line was ridiculous.
Oh, the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that.
And
I was like,
we went up the stairs, yeah. Yeah, I think it was your two friends and me, we went up the stairs. The kids went up the stairs. The parents went up the elevator.
Like, yeah, no, screw this noise.
Yeah. And yeah.
You know what's the funny part is you don't know how many stories it is until you're like older, and they tell you, oh, it's like 140X
you're like,
stories.
Yeah, and I'm like, damn.
And all these stairs. And in my head, I just thought, that was easy. We crushed that.
I know. Like, can you imagine today doing this?
I was going to say, like, have you ever had to do the stairs in our old building? It was 16 flights.
Yes.
Casual.
Your legs, even going down it, just going down it, your legs are a little like, oh.
Yeah, I feel
I went downhill. Jesus.
I know.
I think it's like the first eight. I think I did the first eight stories in our old building. And by the time I got to the ninth story, I stopped and I was like, that's right. There are eight more. You know, whatever. I was like,
I got to do this all over again. One of the other things they find it weird is that we have non-adjustable shower heads. I mean, there's some people that do, like I have one in my house.
Yeah.
Like there's just the stationary shower head that you can only like move it around, but you can't like actually, it's not like a little wand thing.
Oh, yeah, I have one of those.
Yeah, but like most places you go to, like hotels, like motels, I should say, they just have the stationary that's like...
Just planted right there.
Right.
I don't fit in hotel showers. It's brutal.
I believe it. Actually, funny enough, so the crappy hotel we stayed at in Paris, it was technically just a bathtub. It was a really crappy little room in a crappy bathroom. It was a bathtub, and it had one of those like removable shower heads, but you had to stand up in the bathtub to like rinse yourself.
To like reach it?
But there was no
old school style.
Like it was literally by the handle. It wasn't like on a wall. Like you had to stand up and kind of, yeah.
How do you wash your hair and do that at the same time?
I don't know. I guess sit in the tub and then rinse yourself. I don't know.
Too much work.
But yeah, we only stayed there for 2 days. So it was fine. Getting ID'd when your kids are old enough to be buying alcohol. So people sometimes getting carded when they're 40.
We do have a problem with that.
Some places.
But I think the thing is also there are so many cultures in each state that it's very difficult to have a good read on how old people are.
Right.
So it's just safety. Who cares, right?
I mean, some restaurants like Red Robin, they'll do, you know, if you're 39 and a half and younger, we will ID you.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, legally, even if you're 60 years old and you look like you're 60 years old and you don't have your ID, you're technically not supposed to get served.
Yeah.
So I had a waitress who was... cutest little thing, sweetest little thing, not the brightest crayon in the box. So she was always really nervous to ID people. And so she'd ID'd everyone because she was just super paranoid and nervous. And one old guy didn't have his ID and he got mad at her. He's like, well, I can't technically legally serve you because you don't have your ID. So she's like, I have to put my foot down. And like she had to say no and she was panicking. And I'm
like,
well.
Was he like freaking out?
Yeah, he was not happy.
Yeah. I think it's awkward when I have like a table of like a family and like two of them are like our age or whatever. And then... the adults, I'm like, can I see your IDs? Like to the children, the guy and the parents make some weird comment like, oh, you don't want to see our ID? And I'm like, I mean, sure. Give it to me. Pull it out. Why not? I'll look at yours too.
And watch. Like, they don't have their ID. It's like, sorry, I can't serve you. You don't have your ID.
Yeah, maybe you should have shut up. You look old enough. Okay.
Right. Well, I think it's one of those, like, you can, like, I used to not get carded at my local grocery store when I'd buy alcohol anymore because they recognize me. So she's like,
yeah, I don't get carded.
But then I kind of still felt bad. I'm like, you should still card me.
No, I like it because sometimes I don't have my ID on me. And I'm like, I just have to go in the self-checkout because they usually know me. They're, thanks, Joe. They're all your friends that still
that's
work at
right.
the grocery store. And they just are like, yep, you're good. And I'm like, yes.
I did have one gal and I'm like, are you just itching for a bigger tip? She's like, okay. And I was looking real crappy that day. Like, I was not made up or looking cute at all. She's like, okay, I need to see your ID. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. She looked at me and she looked at the ID. She's like, you're much older than I thought you were. It's like, I thought you were 22. I'm like, yeah, almost 29. Thanks.
But you look so young.
I'm like, I'll take it.
And youthful.
But still. Number 15 is kind of along the lines of what I thought of. Spray cheese and all the affronts Americans make to dairy products in general.
We have a lot of weird stuff here.
A lot of weird cheese.
Spray cheese is weird. Canned cheese.
It's like separated by a massive body of water called the Atlantic. British and American cultures are literally oceans apart. Americans, if you're reading this, just know that we love you anyway. Despite all your idiosyncrasies, you keep on doing you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think we get made fun of. Thanks.
Especially
made
like
with all our food.
Yeah, we're not real good at the whole food thing in comparison. Although England should not be... talking crap, because there was this really funny post I saw. It's like England went around the entire world, like, in kind of monetized everything, the trade for spices and all this stuff. They had their hand on that. And then they came back and decided they didn't like any of them because they don't really use any of the fancy spices in any of their cuisine.
Oh.
It's all about butter.
Yeah.
Step one, butter.
That's more France, isn't it?
That's everything, essentially.
America.
America
real good with butter. Just watch Paula Deen's old stuff.
Oh, God, I'm Paula Deen.
Step one, take a stick of butter. Okay, yep, can't eat that.
Here we go.
All right, guys, what are your plans for the weekend? I know Steve's going to Summer Meltdown with Taryn and Ted and Matt from Overnights.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have to get ready for our big trip next week.
That is step one, is get sleep for the big trip.
Ay, ay, ay.
I need to go get an edible for the big trip.
Oh, no.
Are you gonna for the plane ride?
For the plane ride, yeah.
Do you always do?
I didn't last year, but I did the year before, and I had half a cookie, and I was like, oh, so nice. I slept through the entire thing, basically.
Dude, that's awesome.
I'm too paranoid to sleep on planes.
Why?
To sleep on planes?
Yeah, I have a twofold thing. See, I'm so tall that any motion will jerk my head forward and smack me against the seat in front of me. I know, tall people problems, man. You don't understand how many of them there are.
This guy.
But, you know, I'm no joke. Like, if I fall asleep, my body won't stay straight up. Just because, like, I my head goes way over the seat.
Oh.
So, like, if any motion happens in the plane, I'm always... And it's happened multiple times. I just... right against the seat in front of me. And I'm like, oh! And then, of course, I swear. And there's kids on the plane. And their parents are looking at me. I have no idea what's going on. I was dreaming about having fun. About drinking beer.
Are you, like, a movie watcher?
Yeah. So, I watch movies and listen to music. Yeah.
I hope I can fall asleep. I really hope. I love when you just fall asleep and then you wake up and you're there. And you're like, wow.
That's why I like flying with at least one other person, so I can just be like, hey, you just want to get drunk? drink on the plane.
We'll be there.
Well, if you get there early, I always end up getting a drink or two before I get on a plane.
Nice.
Honestly, sometimes that does the trick. You get like one or two and then you just pass out.
Especially
like, it makes
if you
sleepy.
Wake up early.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be spending the night at my buddy's house, because that's what we did. I'm invoked the favor, because I had to take him super early before we got to work. To the freaking airport.
Yikes.
So I had to wake up at like 2 in the morning when I lived in Seattle and drive him to the airport.
That's a nice
come
friend.
Back. Like, yeah. So I'm like, hey, bud, you want to get into work early and take me to the airport? Thank you.
So you're going
to
spend the night at his house?
Yeah, not like that.
Hey-o.
Very platonic. Actually, when he spent the night, it was very platonic. I'm like, I got a king size bed. Sleep on that side.
So still the same bed, though.
Yeah.
So I've, not that ew. Platonic.
I've slept platonically with people at the station. I've slept platonically with
platonic,
a lot of people.
Platonic, same bed. Ew!
I mean, if I said,
Joey,
hey.
You were supposed to do it with me that time.
Oh, sorry. I missed out.
Whatever.
I missed out. Hold on. Let me give it.
Ew!
If I wanted to do it, then sure. But I have no desire.
Until you're two drinks deep, and then...
No, the drinking won't happen until the morning of.
That's fair. I wouldn't drink the morning before flying.
Hell
no. Or the night before flying, I should say.
I've gone out and partied the night before flying, and it was awful.
I really cannot imagine being hungover on a flight.
Yeah. I remember one time when I was coming back from Vegas, I decided, because it was a short trip, that I would try the whole party the night before, get up, and then just go.
Did you have an early flight, too?
11 o'clock in the morning, yeah. I didn't get back till like 6 a.m.
Oh.
And my God. I can tell you, being hungover on a plane, it just feels like you're going straight to hell.
I was
like,
100 times worse, because you're not comfortable. You're not.
You're like an enclosed space that you like know you can't get out of.
Yeah, and the air is always different.
Yeah, you can't get fresh air.
And there's always a line for the bathroom when you need it the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't party. Oh, I'm getting like.
Dude, honestly, that's probably how we're going to be when we're coming back from Chicago.
I feel it.
We come back Sunday early ass morning.
Yeah, I'm not drinking crap ton on Saturdays. Friday's my night to party.
We always say we're not, and then...
No, we didn't the last couple times because we got effed up on Friday, and we were too hungover to drink the next day.
Well, probably, I remember the last time we were out there, it was Wednesday night. They broke us in early. I was hungover Thursday morning for our first thing, and then...
Was this the 4 or 5 years ago in Chicago?
Yeah, 3 years, I think, now, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Because we did Atlanta, and then the last time we were in Chicago...
And so, yeah, so then by Thursday, I was hungover, and I drank, like, 3 Red Bulls in the morning.
Ugh.
Tried to power up, and then Thursday night, we went even harder. Mm-hmm. I had to get a Friday at 8, and Danny looked over me when we were sitting at the convention center, and I was shaking because I hadn't gotten enough sleep to work out the Red Bull I had drank from the day before, and I was drinking Red Bull in that morning.
And there was probably still alcohol in your system, so your body's just like, what
am I doing?
Yeah. So I got up, and I just, like, put everything down, went and grabbed a jug of water, chugged the water, then passed out for an hour.
I really think like sleep is pretty much sleep and water is the only thing that will help.
Time.
Oh.
A wad of Advil.
I'm like super excited, but I'm also like kind of nervous.
My poor liver. Well, because I don't get drunk anymore or try not to. There's a few times where because like I'm on this new medication that makes my tolerance really low and it gets me
effed up,
more prone to blacking out.
Holler.
So I did that like a couple weeks ago. I realized I hadn't eaten anything. It wasn't until after I had my allotted 2 drinks, because I give myself 2 drinks and I'm just like, oh, God. And so there's a few moments where I felt like I was trying to like my brain was going to brown out. Not blackout, but I think I had like one earlier in the day too, so I don't think that had processed out of me either.
Girl, you better eat because
Yeah, but I'm not gonna keep drinking even if I eat. Like,
ooh, but can't drink, she can give us her free drink tickets.
Holler!
How many drink tickets are we getting? One or two? I'm still having my 2.
You're a woman, so if you go up and
true,
you know,
you can get way more.
Danny, honestly, Danny's the one that can get us all the drink.
Hey, Danny's
tickets.
Also a woman, so that makes sense.
He knows everybody. He's the mover and the shaker.
Plus
there, believe
he's
it or
like
not.
The prettier one of all of us. Let's get real.
I mean, I want to fight that, but
you just
I cannot.
Told me that if I put a wig on, they would barely be able to tell the difference.
Danny's got close competition. I have a few wigs, Joe. I'll bring
them. I
do
too. I have a blonde one.
This was a joke. Really long, I didn't think this was going to go anywhere.
Dude, Joey, then we'll be twins.
It's a great conversation opener.
Have
you met my twin?
I have like a dark-haired one too. Oh, it's going to be great.
I got a purple one.
I'm looking forward to Chicago. Not for those reasons, but because of the large deep dish pizza I'm going to consume.
We're
going to
eat so much good food.
That's the best part about Chicago.
So if you guys have any recommendations on what we should eat while we are in Chicago
or drink
anywhere,
or do.
Yes, because I found a few places too. I want to go somewhere like has like really fancy desserts. Not necessarily fancy in the sense of like expensive, like, oh, French pastries. I'm talking. I'm talking about like the really funky, just fun places to go check out. If you guys have been in Chicago, let us know. Or things to do. Like we've been told like the building that kind of like leans forward.
Oh, yes.
Nope.
Joey's
going
to do it and he's going to die.
Nope. Danny wants to go on a, what is it, escape room?
Yes, which I've never done before, which I really want to do.
I feel like, how many times are we going to murder each other? Like, snap at each other?
Oh, I will freak out, probably.
Who's going to break something first? That's what I want to know.
If BJ's there, he probably would. He'd probably just accidentally, like, run into something.
I'm really not wanting to do this now.
I'm having a great time. I love it, because, you know.
Are you going to be drunk?
Joey will just be like, y'all are effing idiots.
Yep. I'm really good at problem solving and stuff like that. So I watch people do things and I sit there and I'm like, this is the wrong way to do it.
Yeah.
But if I open my mouth, I'll get into an argument.
We're like, Joey, do you have any other better suggestions? And you're like, no.
Yeah.
That's when you take over and tell him to go away.
I'm too competitive. It's just been since I was a kid. I can't.
No, you just are stubborn
games
as
for
hell.
Fun. Well, that's true. That's
well,
not
if
wrong.
If you're competitive, just think of it as if we get this done, we will win. as
people like to do things their own way.
Is it like a spooky one? I forget.
I don't know. It depends on the theme, because I've seen ones that were like zombie themed, and I've seen ones that are like, there's different types of themes.
I did one that was Dracula themed, and so what I've learned is just to get into character. So
I want to suck your blood.
That's what I did. I became a vampire.
I would just say that over and over again. You guys would probably.
Oh my god, I'd slap you.
Yeah, exactly.
I kept going,
and you would not be able to get mad.
And they were like, why do you keep doing that?
Wait, do it again.
I'm surprised you didn't get slapped.
Oh, they were looking at me.
Oh my god, that's so funny. We should go to something like that where we can do
so
something.
I should point out, so every year we go, all of us, as a show. I think there's only been with this, you know, cast of misfits. I think the first year Sarah couldn't because she had broke her foot.
Yeah, I didn't go 2 years ago.
Yes, and so every year we all go together. This is our first year going without Steve.
That's going to be so weird.
Because, I mean, it's not so much that he does a lot of planning per se, because we don't plan any of like our activities. But when it comes to like getting us from like, you know, hey, at the airport, like, hey, let's get the Ubers. He kind of takes charge a little bit. Because he doesn't really like when people are like running around with like chickens with their heads cut off. Like, let's do that. So basically, he always takes charge. So we always kind of rely on him to take charge. But he's not... I think more so when it's also the day of us leaving. It's, hey, you guys, we're going to meet here at this time. Be there. We're going to all take an Uber, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get to the airport. Just boom. But he's not going to be there. And so BJ's like, somebody needs to be in charge. And he's already freaking out. I'm like, it's not like Pain in the Grass where we have like things like everyone's kind of doing their own thing. Because BJ always goes to different dinners.
I think probably going to the airport, getting from the airport to the hotel room, but going and coming back, I think, are going to be the most for BJ.
I was going to say, going to the airport, that is on him.
Yeah.
Because that's him getting there himself. We all get ourselves there to the airport, but on the way back, we're all together. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's on you guys. I don't have to deal with it.
But I think, because when we're actually there, I mean, we'll be like, hey, we're doing this. And he'll be like, I'm cool and I'm a base shot, so I got this planned instead. And we'll be like, okay,
cool.
Bye.
We're going to go do our thing. Because then I realize it is all us millennials. And Chris and Rev. Well, Rev is technically a millennial, depending on what calendar you look like.
And Chris acts like a millennial. So.
Yes, he does.
So
I feel like there's really a lot of...
crazy.
Danny already kind of has this all planned out. And I'm like, as much as I like plans, I almost don't like it.
I love it. Well, I love like plans like in the air. Like, and then I'll be like, yes, I for sure want to do that. Because like one thing is we're going to go to Wrigley Field and just bar hop all around Wrigley. And I think that's dope.
It's expensive to go to a game.
Yeah, because we're not that fancy. But at least like we'll have the energy from everyone. There'll be like an F ton of people. Like, I think that'll be really fun.
And like, I think we did that last time we went. It was like we went around those areas and it was, oh yeah, we were hungover, Sarah. That's why we were late.
Oh yeah, I was dying.
It wasn't the one we were really dying, but we were dying.
Not when I, oh.
I can't believe you guys went to that game. I remember waking up and being like, nope.
What did we do the night before? Or was that the night when we went out with Danny before he became on the show, got on the show?
I don't know. It wasn't the night, though, that I puked in the morning. That was the year before.
Spoiler alert. Sarah drinks a little bit when she's on vacation.
That night, I will tell you guys, that was like the worst hangover I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, Sarah doesn't puke.
I never puke, especially the morning after. Maybe the night before, if my body's like, hell yeah, let's do this.
But puke and rally.
The morning after, like, that was the first. And I was like, what is happening?
Which is funny because Sarah kept wanting to drink. I'm like, Sarah, we're going to be so hungover. She's like, no, I'm fine.
I had to get like the whole like cold face cloth on my head type of deal.
I woke up early and I went and took my Advil or whatever. And I got a little face towel from the bathroom and put cold water. And I put it over my eyes. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, trust me, like, I'm good.
And I did. And I was like,
It is the best thing you can do. Because especially if you cover your eyes and you don't get any of the light in. It cools you off, makes you feel so much better. So my hangover was, it was there, but it was manageable.
And then what did I get? 2 bagels and 2 croissants. Holler, Dunkin'
Donuts.
Yeah,
we're walking around like with all her food. It took us a hot minute to find a Dunkin' Donuts.
And I was just craving those carbs.
So I think what we should do when we get to Chicago is load up on like breakfasty snacks.
Oh, you guys haven't heard, did you?
No.
So last year, for those who don't know, our boot camp offered Danny and I a special room upgrade for $20 a night. And it gave us access to a room, the special Commodore's room, as I'm calling it right now.
Oh, yeah.
And they had, I'm not kidding you, breakfast, lunch, and dinner appetizers served all day, a free open bar for orange juice, apple juice, water, and any mixer you could want. And let me tell you, for $20, we abused the crap out of that system. I was handing you orange juices the last time.
I feel like you guys were there.
$20 a day?
Yep, $20 a day.
You guys were there more than, like, the panels we were supposed to be at. You guys were in the other room.
Was $20 a day per person or $20 per person, a day? Okay, cool. So I'm like, Sarah, if we can get an upgrade.
Yeah, and you get a bigger room, and we got a top level hotel room and suite.
Oh, you guys actually switched the room?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. I'm like, Sarah, do you want to go halvesies? And you're like, no.
And we got the fancy green key card.
I thought they just got the fancy room that I would probably want to eat way too much in.
No,
I knew it was dangerous.
It was so
for me.
Good.
No, we got a bigger room.
So that's what we're gonna do. If you guys want snacks, I'm just gonna bring them all. I'm just gonna bring plates of snacks.
We gotta get you like little baggies.
Can you guys like take them out of the room?
Yeah, I remember I brought like 4 orange juices at one point because I was like, man, I'm hungover, and everyone was like, yeah, can you give me an orange juice? I'm like, yeah, I got you, no problem.
And that's our mixers. We'll save money on mixers. We'll just buy a bottle and like pre-funk because I'm cheap. I want to, because we're, Danny and I also decided, and as well as Chris, we're going to get tattoos while we're down there.
Mm. What?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
I may have heard rumors.
So I know Danny.
I heard you're getting one too.
I'm not getting a tattoo, let's be honest.
Come on.
Maybe I can't get random tattoos. I have to have a reason. And
says the guy has zero.
I think that proves my point.
Hey. I know, you're like, I need a reason. Like, I can't just get a random one. Well, you don't know that. Try it out.
Why put a bumper sticker on this Ferrari?
Honey, that's not a Ferrari. It is a beat-up Volkswagen Bug. Actually, I do like Volkswagen Bugs. You're adorable, but...
I do love bugs, too.
But you're not.
Hey, I'm a Ferrari. Or a Maserati.
Maybe one of the little Hot Wheels ones, you know.
What's that song?
You want a hot body?
I got it.
You want a Maserati? You better work, bitch.
What?
Thanks, Brittany.
You even heard that song?
I probably.
Oh, you probably heard it. It's got a great beat.
Yeah. Joey works out to it.
It's a good workout song. It actually comes on 24-Hour Fitness, and I swear the level of happiness in the room just straight up.
Because all the girls are doing their deadlifts, and they like bend over even more because of the song.
Oh,
like,
you're on to the game, you know, huh? Yeah, that's what happens.
I'm on to the game. I see those girls.
But yes, I want to save money, so I will be doing...
Save money, buy a tattoo.
Yes, so I can get the tattoo.
What are you getting?
I don't know yet.
I mean, my face is always...
Yeah, no, I'm not getting a big tattoo.
You're right, by the way, the same many thing, Vicky. I forgot to tell you. Danny and already said we're going to take glasses from the bar that we're going to be staying at in the hotel bar and bring them back up to our room so we can just have the refills ready with the mixed drinks. So people think we're buying drinks from the bar, but really they're just our own drinks that we're refilling upstairs.
That is effing
awesome.
Brilliant.
Right?
I was just thinking, I'm just going to bring red Solo cups. And I'm like, that would be really obvious if we brought down red Solo cups.
Right.
Because you can't bring your own booze down to the bar.
No, but if it looks like their booze...
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
So we're going to a liquor store, right?
Yeah.
And getting a bottle.
This is so, yeah. I was planning, if I'm checking a bag, I'm going to already bring a bottle in my bag.
Well, here's the thing. Is it cheaper to buy alcohol in a different state?
Yeah, but I'd rather have it right off the plane, you know?
All right.
Break into that sucker in case you need it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in your check bag, but then you're also having to worry about whether it travels safely or not.
Oh, girl, I bring alcohol everywhere I go.
Oh, okay.
How many bottles do you think I brought to New Orleans? They were all good. You just get the plastic ones.
Do you remember how freaked out I was when I tried to fly back with those 3 beers we brought Chris from Boston? I wrapped them so well, and I was like, oh, no, my bag's wet. They're broken. God.
You know, one of them crack?
No, none of them broke.
Oh, no.
Apparently, they had just thrown my bag on, like, water or something.
Oh. They do sell, like, these specific like air kind of packaging that you put bottles in for travel specifically.
But as many people know, I am the premium person when it comes to being lazy. I am
True.
The maximum. I know how to get things just done to the point where nothing bad will happen, but we will seriously question the whole time whether it's going to break or not.
I'm pretty sure they probably even offered like to wrap all of his beers. Like, do you want these wrapped in like bubble wrap in case you're traveling? And you're just like, oh, it's okay.
Bubble wrap for suckers.
For suckers. We'll just wrap it.
Wrapped it in my sweatshirts and it was boom.
Bam.
Fine.
But yeah, if you guys have any suggestions
on what Vicky's tat should be.
Right.
Or Danny's or Chris's, because Joey and I are little wusses and not getting
They already know. They're getting clovers.
What?
One word for that.
Don't say it.
Lame.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I thought you were gonna
Wait,
say something
no, but
else.
Why clovers?
Chris, that's something
lucky.
Chris has been wanting for a while, and I don't remember why Danny
Yeah, Chris
wanted.
Is like pretty into the whole Irish thing, so that makes sense.
Actually,
and Danny likes those kind of things. I feel like luck and... He's more of like a goth, like...
I mean, but he'd like...
Oh,
like,
you could get an undead clover.
Undead clover. Hold on a second. Let's see.
It's the name of my...
Cover
Flogging
band.
Molly's cover band. Chris would love me right now. Where are you, Chris?
Okay, we gotta go.
Chris too. Uh-oh. We're gonna have a little special guest appearance.
This is a hot mess.
Hold on, ready?
It's all a hot mess.
Now joining us on
the broadcast.
Special appearance, Danny and Chris.
Kind of my...
I don't know. I was coming to you. I thought you were just trying to get Chris.
Yeah, I know. I've been called broad before many times, but
we wanted you too.
So we're about to wrap up the broadcast, and we're talking about the Chicago trip, and I mentioned how we're going to get tattoos.
And yeah. Joey and I are hardcore making fun of your clovers, so we want like an explanation.
Oh, I've already changed my mind about clover.
What?
Sorry, I believe in the show.
Danny, why?
No,
Danny, why are you getting a clover?
Because I don't know.
He wanted to be like Chris. He wanted to be twins, and now Chris just crushed his dream.
You guys needed the Tenacious D tattoo, like across your butt cheeks.
We did need like a BFF tattoo, and that's why. And Joey was going to get one too. He just didn't know it yet. and so we were all three going to get one, and that was going to be the thing. However, so I'm being told that this is not a thing.
And this is just something that I've been investigating because I think you're right about the clover. I'm sure mocking us has been your primary thing because it's a little.
I said it.
You're Irish, right?
One word.
I am. Very.
So I mean, like, you're Irish. That makes sense.
Right. It does, but it doesn't. I don't think, guys. I don't think it says enough about our friendship.
Oh.
Joey's like, don't include me in this,
please.
I've been investigating friendship rituals from Celtic history, from Norse history, which I know
because
we've got a little
Danny
bit of that.
Is very, very Norse.
From Hispanic heritage, things of that nature. So those types of things. And I'm trying to find either one, two, or three symbols that absolutely sum up this trifecta of brotherly love.
I'm thinking, why don't you get a pumpkin with like a four-leaf clover behind it, and then the pumpkin can be wearing glasses.
Aw. Or a beer.
Okay, that's sounds really cute.
It's very cute. Like, can you do a cute little cartoony one?
Thanks. So hours of research. Thanks, Vic.
This is why you talk to me. I am chock full of ideas.
You know, it's fair enough. It's something that I've actually been dealing with in terms of like the thought process I've had about tattoos. Everyone thinks, and Vicky, you have the most tattoos besides me in the room with me. Like, we have about the same amount is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And at that point,
I think I beat you, though, but all right.
I've gotten to the point of where...
Girls, you're both pretty.
I'll pull my pants down. Hold on.
Nope.
That's where all my tattoos are.
Oh, my Lord.
Ass cheeks and my thighs. My friend's like, let's get matching tattoos.
Some things are better taken on trust, Vicky.
If you want me to get an ass tattoo,
I'm
going to be very disappointed.
Tattoos don't necessarily need to have meaning towards me for me anymore.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, a lot of people get offended. Like, we've talked about this before when they're like, don't ask me what my tattoo means. And I think it's because you feel like you have to defend your tattoo if you just wanted something that was pretty.
Yeah.
And I feel like people are like, don't ask me why. It's like, well, some people have reasons for their tattoos. And when people ask, like, why did you get this and this? I'm like, well, I got the microphone for the radio station. And the rest of it, because I thought it was pretty.
That's why you have to get it on like a trashy spot, like a tramp stamp on your vagina, on your penis, because no one will ask what it was about. They'll just be like,
how many
nice.
People have what? Asked you about your penis tattoo?
What does this represent? What does this mean?
This guy tricked me. He sent me a D-pic, and I thought he really had this crappy smiley face tattooed on it. And I'm like, well, something, your tattoo. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, the one on your woohoo. And he's like, oh, no, that wasn't real. I just did that with a pen.
Well, but see, I don't care. I honestly don't care if people ask me about my tattoos. But the explanation might be, because, like Vicky said, it's because it's pretty, or because like I wanted a dead gingerbread man on my ankle. Like, there's no real reason behind it or anything.
And I don't think on either side should get offended or all weird about it.
No.
So people are like, well, shouldn't you have a reason for your tattoos? Like, no.
And if you have a reason for a dead gingerbread, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, I have a dragon tattoo.
I have a very important reason for all of my tattoos.
That's
angle why you've been doing this hours of research for your trifecta.
Exactly.
Well, it's going to be a trifecta. Well, and it's probably going to be a duo, but we're going to go find something. It's probably going to be a pumpkin and a four-leaf clover.
And no glasses because Joey's lame.
LeMay.
We're not in France, you fart knocker.
And Sarah's going to get one too. We're all getting them. I don't care.
Like, it's like a five-way chart. What would they be called? Something effect?
Pentaveret.
There you go. That sounds cool.
Penta.
Ooh, instead, why don't we do some sort of geometric shape, like 5-point, like the very geometric tattoos that are really in right now?
Yes.
I like you guys, but I don't think I like you guys that much.
Right. All right. That's it for me.
Sarah gets nothing, so...
And she's hugged Chris a lot of times.
I'm still getting four-leaf clover.
Let's be honest. Who hasn't Sarah hugged? She's kind of a hug slut.
That's true.
Hug whore.
Danny, you should get
this has been great,
clover.
But I do got to run.
All right.
Bye, Chris.
No, love you all. Don't.
All right. I think it's good. This is a good place to end in general.
We love you.
All right.
Bye. What tattoo should we all get, and where won't we put it?
Yes.
I have no space on my butt, so don't even try.
Ha-ha.
There's a lot of space on
Joey's butt.
Ayo!
Bye, guys.
Ayo! Bye.